Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Preserving land in its natural state is critical for the future. With all the pressures to develop affordable housing, the idea of making sure we protect and preserve areas can easily get lost. On today's show, you will hear two stories about ensuring our natural heritage does not get overlooked. To begin, you will hear from Pauline Brouse, a former MP and lifelong resident of Hamilton Township. She will talk about protecting the Rouge National Urban Park located in Scarborough. This is a fight she has waged for more than 30 years. The Ontario government is threatening the park as it is about to open lands for development adjacent to the park located in Pickering. I'm so pleased to have with me today Pauline Brouse, the former MP and longtime advocate for the Rouge National Urban Park. Welcome to Consider This.
Thank you very much.
Let's begin with your relationship to the Rouge National Urban Park. When did you first get involved with the Rouge Valley and its preservation?
Well, this goes back quite a way, Robert. It goes back to when I first was elected as a member of parliament back in 1984. And at that time, this Rouge Valley area had been expropriated by Bill Davis, the premier, as to be a green space between the proposed airport that the federal government had expropriated land for the airport. So this land was public land, and there was a lot of talk here because the airport was not going ahead. And so at that time in 1990, the late 80s there, from a whole group of people came to me and said, "We need your help to save this Rouge area." And I said, well, there really isn't any federal jurisdiction here. We've got two railroads that run through the Rouge, but that's the only thing. So, but I said, the Rouge is important to me. I live in this community. I want to have this saved. So I will go to Ottawa and see what I can do to help this and to make this saves for perpetuity. So I was very fortunate to be appointed by Prime Minister Mulroney as the Secretary of Assistant to the Minister of the Environment, which was Tom McMillan from Prince Edward Island. And so I said to Tom, I said, you know, we've got the most beautiful area in Scarborough, Markham, Pickering there, that we need to have it saved. And he said, well, I don't know how we can do that. And at that time, he was keen about parks also. And so he had study done on parks. And the park, John Theberish from the minister from the University of Western Ontario, of Waterloo, he was the chair of it, and it came back from that study that there should be pieces of land in Canada that don't necessarily fit into the National Parks Act, but it actually should, they should be saved. So as soon as I saw that as one of the recommendations, that, well, the Rouge fits into this perfectly. At that time, the Honorable David Crombie was doing the Royal Commission on the Toronto waterfront. And he immediately actually started saying, well, the Toronto waterfront is really because of the three rivers that come down, the Rouge, the Don, and the Humber come down, that these are what affects the Toronto waterfront. And so he said in his report, his preliminary report, that the Rouge was pristine, and this whole area of the Rouge should be saved. So those are two items that came up that said the Royal Commission, and this park study. And so I said to our government, we needed to do something on here. So we had, so Tom McMillan came up and toured it. I said to the Save the Rouge group that were in Scarborough here, I said, we need to save this. The provincial government was really quite unhappy about all of this because they owned the land. And so we had cabinet ministers coming in. We had all sorts of publicity about saving this. And the province said, well, you know, why are you coming in here? What about the money? What about the money? And so I said to our group in Scarborough, I said, well, you know, how much money do you think the federal government should put forth at this point? And so Glenn DeBeermaker, who is one of our strong persons there, said, equipped $10 million. Well, $10 million in 1985 sound like a lot of money. And so I said, well, I'll do my best. We'll go to Ottawa. We'll see if we can get the $10 million. Well, a year or two later, we got announced $10 million to save the Rouge, which was really wonderful that the Mulroney government did that. So over all these years, we have been working on it. It's a long story, Robert, about how we were able to do this. And it took 30 years to do this. And in 2012, we got it saved in the Speech from the Throne. Jim Flaherty and Peter Kent, who were environment ministers, finance ministers, announced it in 2012, $143 million to save this over 10 years for the Rouge, which was an amazing amount of money. And so Parks Canada would be the custodians of this international organization, recognized organization, which was good. It was really difficult because Parks Canada at the beginning was not very keen about it because they said it didn't fit in to the National Parks Act. And so I remember meeting with many people at Parks Canada in Ottawa, and they said, oh, you know, it doesn't really fit. And I said, well, I think it does fit, and it needs to be saved, and so on. And so then we got a new head of the Parks Canada. His name was Alan Latourelle. I met with him, and he said, you know, Pauline, he said, we've got all these wonderful national parks across the country, but very few people are able to visit them. It's a long distance. It takes a lot of money to get there. He said, I'd like to have this as a national park because people could actually come to them, see the wilderness, see the species, see the flora, the fauna, and so on. And we need to have this. And I was just so thrilled. He said, Parks Canada at this point is going to say, yes, we need to do this. But he said, we need the political masters on side. And I said, well, just leave the political masters to us. We'll try to do our best with that. And so anyway, we got this park in 2012. It's now expanded to 20,000 acres. It reaches right from Lake Ontario to the Oak Ridges Moraine, part of Scarborough, Toronto, Markham, and it reaches up to Uxbridge and some of Pickering.
Bring us up to the current status then.
Well, this is an oasis surrounded by 7 million people. It's a pristine river which divides from from the Rouge and the Little Rouge in a Y-shaped up from Lake Ontario. The marsh area at Lake Ontario is a beautiful, beautiful sight. Reaches up to the trails that go through the Rouge. I mean, the endangered species that are there, that we're protecting them. The Carolinian Forest, one of the few Carolinian forests still survived and preserved in the southern Ontario. There's the aspect of culture. When we did some archaeological digging when I was in Ottawa, I wanted to see what was in some of these areas, and we found a 17th century French coin. And so obviously the Coeur d'Ivoire from Quebec were traveling up the Rouge. We have the culture of the indigenous folks that have had log houses, a great history of the indigenous people that lived and hunted on this land. And then what is in this park is agriculture. So the three pillars of the Rouge Park is agriculture, nature, and culture. And so agriculture, this is the first time that agriculture has been in a national park. And I happen to think it's really good environmental policy to be able to have agriculture growing things right in this national park. And so there are farms there, and you know, in the spring, the summer, you can buy tomatoes and strawberries, pick your own strawberries, and all this right in the national park. So there are many, many wonderful aspects of this that makes this a very special place.
One of the reasons I'm talking to you today is that there are some very serious concerns that you have about what's going on to lands adjacent to the park. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you about this. You know, when we got these 20,000 acres, we thought, well, you know, our work is done here. But the work is never done in the Rouge. There's always something that needs to be done. And so I'm chair of the Friends of the Rouge National Urban Park. And we have a very good group of dedicated community people that are on our group. So what has happened, abutting the Rouge Park, is 5,000 acres of dedicated preserved farmland. It's called the Duffins Creek Agricultural Preserve of 5,000 acres in Pickering, directly east of the boundaries of the Rouge Park. And so this 5,000 acres have been preserved since 1995. Premier Mike Harris put a preservation on this in 1995. We work very hard with the Ontario government on this. Why did this not come into the park in 2012? It didn't, because we had a lot of work to do of a lot of the boundaries to bring pieces of land into the park. But this 5,000 acres was already preserved. So we thought, well, it's preserved, so let's just leave that at this present time. But we wanted to have it in the park. So Premier Mike Harris put that in, preserved. You see, it had been expropriated, but we said it should be farmland. And so Mike Harris said, okay, well, we will preserve this. We'll sell it back to the farmers at a lower price. And so they will continue to farm. Then when Premier McGuinty was elected, he put on a preservation of the Greenbelt onto this land also. So it was preserved twice, the 5,000 acres. And then suddenly, just before Christmas of last year, the present Ontario government decided to make some changes to the greenbelt. And you may recall that there was in the newspaper, there was a map of the greenbelt showing the greenbelt that was going, some of the greenbelt was going to be removed in order to build houses. And it looked like right from Niagara on the Lake right through to Oshawa that pieces of the greenbelt was going to be taken out. And it was 7,000 acres to be taken out and 9,000 acres additional were going to be put in. And so people said, well, you know, maybe what's wrong with that? 7,000 out, 9,000 in. Well, then we started looking at what those 7,000 acres were that was coming out. And of those 7,000 acres, 5,000 acres was this Dufferin's Rouge Agricultural Preserve. 5,000 of the 7,000 in one single area. And we were really flabbergasted about this, that this would had been preserved since 1995, and that it would be building 2,000 houses, which would have a very detrimental effect on the Rouge, because it's been preserved, the farmland. We need the farmland for one thing, for the food production. It's Class one farmland in there, and it definitely needs to be preserved. If the houses were to be built there, it would have a really detrimental effect.
For people who may not understand, it's separate from the park. It's adjacent to the park. What is going to be the impact? I mean, I understand the agricultural argument, but how does it impact the adjacent lands? Can you explain that part, please?
Yes. Well, there are many reasons. The integrity of the park is in question here, because of the species at risk that are there. There's a number of species, threatened species, that are, because of the way the park is laid out there, it's quite narrow. Right where these Dufferin's Rouge preserve is, so we need that land in order to preserve the species at risk. I mean, if there were houses built there, the threatened on many the red-headed woodpeckers, the wood thrush, the meadowlark, barn swallows. I mean, there's many species, including the monarch butterflies, would be threatened because of this. So it's a critical habitat there. We recently released 500 blending turtles into the Rouge. And of course, they migrate into this area also. So that we need this land in order to have the integrity of the park maintained. And so it's really critical, Robert.
It's amazing that how much pressure, though, there is to develop this. I know that there are developers who are pursuing this aggressively through the courts and other appeal systems. There's been a lot of resources and legislation that has gone into overhauling the development process to speed things up by the provincial government. They've been doing that. And there are provincial representatives who say this land is needed in Pickering. So what do you say specifically to the municipal and provincial people that are pushing so hard and the developers who are pursuing this so hard? What do you say to them directly?
Well, we've been speaking to the municipalities, and all of this area is in the Pickering area. And so the council of Pickering has voted unanimously that this Dufferin's Rouge Agricultural Preserve needs to be preserved. The City of Toronto has just passed unanimously a motion that this 5,000 acres need to be preserved and needs to be put into the national park. So we spoke to the federal government about this too. I mean, the Parks Canada was really first off the mark to say to the provincial government, this needs to be saved. And so the federal environment minister just a few weeks ago had made an announcement to say this preserved land is so important that the federal government has stepped into this and said we are going to do a study on this 5,000 acres to determine exactly the damage that it would do to the national park. And so that study is progressing, and the terms of reference of that study is going to be done by June, and then the study will actually be done. So I mean, there are organizations, municipalities that are saying this needs to be preserved. Now, I understand what you're saying is that the farmers that bought this land back in the 90s, what some of them have done is developers have come to their door and said, oh, you have some farmland, I'd like to build houses here. And so the farmers, even though the preservation was on this land, the farmers sold this for millions of dollars to developers. So the developers own some of this land within the agricultural preserve, and they bought it with the whole idea that it was preserved, but waiting for the moment that a government would say, oh, we don't want it preserved, we'll just build houses. And so that's where we're at right now. We're saying, hey, listen, this is important. We need to keep this preserved. And so, you know, what's the solution for this?
It sounds like there's so many levels of government here that just don't seem to be working together. I mean, you know, it sounds to me, and from my research, all this work's being done by the federal government to do this study. There's the municipalities who have passed bylaws and policies to protect this land. But the missing piece seems to be the provincial government. Are these three levels talking to each other?
Well, that's a good question. We hope that they are talking to each other. And, you know, one of the things that has always been important for me in working on these issues is that trying to keep the politics out of it, trying to keep the partisan politics out of it. And over the years, we have been able to do that. You know, we had a unanimous a vote in the House of Commons to have the Rouge Park. We work with the provincial government. We work with the NDP, the Liberals, the Conservatives. We work together because this was the right thing to do. And this is the right thing to do here to keep this Dufferin Rouge Agricultural Preserve.
Just last week, Environment Minister David Piccinni announced a new urban provincial park in Uxbridge. It covers about 1,315 acres, and it's land within the Oak Ridges Moraine. Optically, this looks very good for the province, and it could be argued that, yes, they do care about lands and preserving lands in an urban environment. What do you take away when you hear that this has taken place? What's the takeaway for you?
Well, I was really happy to hear that new provincial park was going to take place there. It's a park now. It's going to be expanded, and I think that's very good. There's actually another national park that has been recently announced in the Windsor area, which I've been speaking with some of the folks down there, because they say, how did you do the national park in Scarborough? So we wanted to help to get some help down there. So that's been good. Yes, I think that it's a very good thing. I mean, I know David Piccinni very well, and I've had a chance to speak with him. And told him that this is we've been working this, working on this because it's the right thing. It's the right thing to do to save this land from all the various issues that we've been speaking about. And I said, it's right for you to do the right thing also, and to preserve this, to be sure that the national park is, the integrity of the national park is maintained.
How hopeful are you that this can be stopped?
Well, I've been working on the Rouge for a long time. And there are a number of times that I went to bed at night and thought, well, we've done so much, but will we actually get over the mountain? Well, we've had to climb a lot of mountains to get this park. And we've had to purchase land. We've had to lobby. We have had to do a tremendous amount of work to get to where we are now. A lot of people in this community, in this whole area, and not necessarily just in this geographic area, but there's a recognition of this urban park right across the country. You know, you must be hopeful to keep going. But because it's the right thing to do, because you do not want to have something destroyed or ruined or not kept in its integrity, you have to keep going on this.
Pauline Brose, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Well, it's a great pleasure, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
That was Hamilton Township resident Pauline Brose, former MP and longtime advocate for the Rouge National Urban Park. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.